The fallout from Councillor Joe Sullivan's decision to leave Fianna Fáil continues this week. The Gorey representative made the announcement on Friday after he stepped down as the chairman of Wexford County Council. He told South East Radio he hadn't been supported by his party colleagues in a number of areas, particularly to do with the Mercosur trade deal, the triple lock and recent fuel protests. Former Councillor Willie Kavanagh served alongside Councillor Sullivan in both the main chamber and the Gorey-Kilmuckridge municipal district. He felt Joe made the wrong decision in this case.
I was very disappointed for Councillor Sullivan to state that he never got any support from any of his colleagues. Well, I spent 9 years on the council, and if any support I ever needed was always coming from my colleagues on the Fianna Fáil bench. Joe should realise that he wouldn't even been in the chair if he didn't have the support of his colleagues last year at the annual general meeting of whom into the big, very important job as chairman of the county.
Councillor Sullivan named fellow councillors Donal Kenny and Pip Breen, as well as local TD Malcolm Byrne, in his farewell speech, highlighting what he felt was a lack of support from his colleagues. Willie Kavanagh said in his opinion, support is a two-way street, and accused Councillor Sullivan of not living up to his end of the bargain.
I spoke to some of my former colleagues and it tells me that Joe never attended any of our party meetings prior to the council meetings for the last year. So how can he expect to get support if he's not cooperating with his colleagues?
Someone who has walked a similar road to Councillor Sullivan is the New Ross councillor, Michael Sheehan. He also stepped away from Fianna Fáil in 2024 after working for the party in some capacity for 25 years. Now working as an independent, Councillor Sheehan sympathised with Councillor Sullivan's decision, as Fianna Fáil isn't the same party it was.
You can see how well they're doing. They're 14% in the polls, and poor Joe, I mean, after a lifetime of service, Joe had no other option. I mean, groups of councillors that were going after him the whole year along since the day he took over his chair, it just seemed like an ongoing campaign to get him out of it and to do the man under. So my heart breaks for him because I know that's not an easy decision. That's a tough one to make. And he really felt he had no other options to go.
While some felt the decision was a long time coming, it remained a shock when the news dropped at last Friday's AGM of Wexford County Council, which was attended by Deputy Malcolm Byrne and the Housing Minister, James Brown. Regarding Councillor Sullivan's assertion of a lack of support, Councillor Sheehan said he wasn't surprised at the lack of warmth between the main players.
You know, even reading the body language, I'm disappointed that the Minister or Deputy Malcolm Byrne didn't have the courtesy to go over and shake his hand and say, listen, you know, well done on your year. They did on RTE, but they didn't in the council chamber on Friday, so I guess it's a mark of the man.
Some felt the announcement took a little of the shine off Lisa McDonald's election to the chair as just the fourth ever woman to hold the position. She had clashed with Councillor Sullivan previously, but said his decision might be the best one for both parties.
On a personal level, I don't have any gripe with Joe personally. From a Fianna Fáil perspective, if I could use a marriage breakdown analogy, it's a bit like a long separation, and those long separations slowly eked out usually lead to divorces on consent. And I think there was a divorce on consent on Friday, and usually they lead to relief for both parties.